We've had several quiet years when it comes to tornadoes here in the United States. In fact, 2018, you've heard me say this before, 2018 was the first year since records have been kept that no F4 and no F5 reported tornadoes occurred anywhere in the United States, anywhere. So we've had these very quiet years since 2012. Of course, 2012 saw the tragedy at Joplin, Missouri, where I believe 161 people died from a single monster storm. Well, after several quiet years, the tornadoes are back in the U.S., at least this May they are. Now, remember, May is the most active month for tornadoes on average. And so far in May, we've had 934 tornadoes reported. 934. Now, that number will likely go down once the National Weather Service sorts it out. You see, they'll look at the actual reports. They'll see how many reported the same tornado. It'll get pared down. But the average number of observed tornadoes, 743. So it looks like it'll likely be above average for May so far. And 500 of those reports coming in the last 30 days. Again, those numbers will go down, but it has created a lot of havoc in the United States. But it looks like that pattern, that weather pattern of exceptionally cold, dry air sitting off the Rockies and that moist air coming off the Gulf colliding to create this perfect scenario to create tornadoes. It's going to break up in the next 24 to 48 hours, but leaving behind severe flooding. So the weather problem is not subsiding quite yet, but it is a very active year for tornadoes, at least thus far. We'll see where we go from here, but that's how you get to an average, I suppose, after some very quiet years, very different year now. Michael Wolff, you remember him, Fire and Fury. Fire and Fury was the book that Michael Wolff wrote about Donald Trump's first year in the White House. Of course, it was widely panned and discredited, but it didn't matter because Michael Wolff was paraded out and pushed onto every program you could think of, from CNN and MSNBC to NBC Nightly News to The View. Michael Wolff was everywhere a year ago. He has a new book now called Siege. Of course, much of Fire and Fury was completely discredited as being complete works of fiction. And people inside the White House said, these things never happened. He never had interviews with these people. People came out from the administration and said, we never even talked to that guy. And yet he stuck by it until Mika Brzezinski threw him off the set of Morning Joe for suggesting that Nikki Haley and the president of the United States had some sort of a tryst. And that was even too much for Mika, which is weird because Mika has a high tolerance for lies when it comes to the president. But there's a new book from Michael Wolff called Siege. Siege, and it's already been discredited by Bob Mueller. Bob Mueller's team already coming out and discrediting this brand new book, Siege, saying it's flat out not true, one of the things said here. And it's one of the key arguments. Siege already has something in common with the press as being, you know, completely discredited. Here's what Wolff wrote. Wolff wrote that Mueller, this is in the book, and it was obtained by The Guardian, an advanced copy was. Siege claims that Mueller drew up a three-count obstruction of justice indictment against the president before deciding to shelve it. According to those at Reddit, Wolff reports that Mueller's office planned to charge the president with, quote, influencing, obstructing, or impeding a pending proceeding, tampering with a witness, victim, or informant, and retaliating against a witness, victim, or informant, but eventually decided to shelve it. But here's what Peter Carr, a spokesperson for Bob Mueller, said. The documents described do not exist. The documents described just do not exist, except in Wolff's mind, apparently. Yeah, Michael Wolff apparently made it all up again. Wolff accused of misrepresenting his levels of access and fabricating entire events in Fire and Fury. This book isn't even out of the gates yet. And the special counsel's office generally doesn't speak about much of anything. Bob Mueller's office has, for the most part, kept still about just about anything except for this. And they say those documents don't exist. As described, nothing like that exists. So here again, you have Michael Wolff peddling garbage. Absolute garbage to anybody that'll pay him money. And, you know, I should make up, you know, whole cloth stories. And I talked to the president once, and here's what he said. Back to more serious headlines because Michael Wolff. But, you know, before I leave this, though, Michael Wolff will still get paraded around on many of the left-wing outlets, MSNBC, CNN, The View. You watch. In his brand new book, Siege, he will be paraded around as some sort of guy with insight, even though it's pretty clear that what Michael Wolff does is he gets a shred of evidence and then creates a whole narrative around that. Whether it has any relationship to the truth doesn't matter, as long as he sells books. As long as he sells books, that's all that matters to him. In St. Louis, the last remaining abortion clinic in Missouri, expected to be shut down later this week, effectively ending all legal abortions in the state of Missouri. In a statement to be released this week, Planned Parenthood said Missouri's health department is refusing to renew its annual license to provide abortion in the state. If the license is not renewed by the 31st of May, Missouri would become the first state without a functioning abortion clinic since 1973. Since 1973, Planned Parenthood would still be able to provide non-abortion health services for women in Missouri. Planned Parenthood says it plans to sue the state in order to try to keep serving Missouri women. This is not a drill. This is not a warning. This is a real public health crisis, said Dr. Lena Wen, president and CEO of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Now, if Planned Parenthood was just a company or just an organization, why would you have to have the Planned Parenthood Federation of America? Why would you need a political action committee if it were really on the up and up? Just a question, a thought. A call and email to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services not returned to those asking from CBS News. Representatives for Planned Parenthood telling CBS that the upcoming deadline follows weeks of back and forth with state health officials in which no progress has been made. So Missouri, by the end of this week, can be the first state to shut down its last abortion clinic. And this is the battle lines. These are the battle lines being drawn. Some states saying no to abortions almost entirely. Other states saying abortion right up to the moment of birth. Where will America come down? My guess, 12 weeks. 12 weeks. That'll be where it comes down. Before 12 weeks, legal. After 12 weeks, not legal, except under extreme circumstances. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday.